Oh my goodness. So this whole time, guys, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've been talking to myself for the past like 1 minute or so. I didn't even realize that my volume was shaky. I'm so sorry for that. Today is the 10th of the second month, 2022. The day is Thursday. It is 20:05 and it is Heartstrings. Now, once upon a time, there was Samantha. Samantha had a 2-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, and she was separated from the father of the child, so she went on to live her life as a single woman. Now, keep in mind that there is a difference between a single woman and a single mother. A single woman is a woman that is single. Whether she has children or she doesn't have children, she is single. A single mother is a woman that is single and is single-handedly raising and supporting a child. That is the difference. A lot of women get it wrong. A lot of Namibian women get it wrong. They assume because the relationship has ended, she is automatically a single parent, even though the father is participating in the child's life. Now, for me, I'm a single woman and not a single mother. You understand? Okay. So Samantha had a baby girl. Her name, she was 2 years old. Her name was Fiona. And she had basically been raising her child and keeping everything afloat. And 3 years later, she had met a very nice guy. His name was John. She had met a very nice guy. He was very chilled. He was compassionate. He was caring, and he was ultimately there. They had dated for 2 years prior to him actually proposing and them being engaged to get married. Now, in the second year of them dating, or the first year of them dating, she had introduced her daughter to her boyfriend, and they hit it off. It was nice. It was calm. It was collected. You understand? The child took fondness to the mother's boyfriend, and it was nice. You understand? So in all of this, they had eventually gotten married, and he was raising this child as his own. And even when they got children of their own, it was her stepfather. You understand? It was just her father. He was the only father she had known ever since she was 3 years old. You understand? Now, as time went on, she started to grow and she started to develop. Now, as she started to develop and to grow, her body also started to change. But also, keep in mind, if you know somebody from 3 years old, you are not really conscious of what you are wearing and how you are behaving and all of that in the house, because it's a safe place, right? So the child would wear, you know, the same shorts that they went out to buy for her, like, oh, summer shorts. No, we are going to the beach. Here's a short, you know, and all of that. And then now, at some point, Tate Johnny started to look at the child differently. He started to notice the things that were developing on her body as puberty started to happen. And then one day on a summer night, the wind was blowing and it was dark outside. The crickets were cricking and chirping and all of that. Tate Johnny woke up in the middle of the night, left his wife in bed, went into his daughter's room, his stepdaughter's room, and then he put his hand in her dress. Now, she had no idea what was happening, and she was startled, and then she got up like, oh, what is happening? It's like, ah, no, I was just checking to see if you are here. Like, ah, no, me sikira, and all of that, you know. But no, she didn't really pay mind to it because it is her father, right? And then eventually it started becoming frequent, and then it turned into child molestation. And that is the story, right? Now, eventually when she started to change, you know, her mood in the house started to change and she was crying a lot, you know, and her mom would ask her like, no, why are you crying all the time? Or, otonanga koshikano, and, you know, signs of depression and despair and all of that were on the child. And when she had tried to tell her mother about it, her mother decided that she is going to shame her daughter, you know, and say like, you know, I knew that you just wanted to seduce my husband. My husband will never do such things to you. And you know, this betrayed the child's trust so much that she's chose not to speak about it again. I'm sorry. I'm so tongue-tied today. I'm sorry about that. And she decided that she's never going to speak about it ever again. And eventually, as her body was changing and she was all in puberty and so forth, she had fallen pregnant by her stepfather. And her mother decided to kick her out. And that is the harsh story. Now you guys can come in and you guys can call in and we can discuss. Now the motto for this week is, we are trying to decipher what it is exactly that society needs to start seeing. Because, yes, we have discussed the stepmother that is abusing children. We have discussed the evil stepmother, the narrative of the stepmother. We have discussed the narrative of a good stepmother. We have discussed...
Hello, call. Oh.
I'm so sorry. We missed out on that call. We have discussed the narrative of the two types of stepmothers, right? The good stepmother and the...
Hello, caller.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening, Tate.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Tate, this is now traumatizing.
I am telling you.
So, you see, ne?
Mm-hmm.
That's why... We are saying that parents,
mm-hmm.
parents must play a role model. They must become the role model to the children. They must take those primary responsibility. I mean, the primary responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
duties,
mm-hmm.
to take care. To love and, you know, everything,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To develop mm-hmm. the children
mm-hmm.
and spiritually, physically, even when you see now the physical development of the child,
mm-hmm.
the weight, the height and everything,
mm-hmm.
now you are now attracted to those. And in fact, mm-hmm. all the parents there, the stepmother, the mother, they have all... they put the child in temptation.
Mm. In temptation, okay? How?
They have actually,
How?
So even that man,
mm-hmm.
even that man,
mm-hmm.
in fact, this one is not even a temptation because the action took place within the home environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we are saying that the home environment mm-hmm. should not be an environment that you will, now, I don't know how you have actually raped the child.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that we know the age and things like that, or mm-hmm. whatever, that doesn't, mm-hmm. we understand. It's yes. incest.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually an incest.
No. It is definitely incest because, you become family even through marriage.
Obviously.
Yes.
And the issue there and the problem now there mm-hmm. is that, so you have actually rape mm-hmm. and the incest. You mm-hmm. have a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I wanted to say there is that the issue of the wife now,
mm-hmm.
of us not having the understanding, mm-hmm. the insight
mm-hmm.
of our team.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So because you have not given her the freedom. You have actually created that fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you have actually destroyed the child.
Yes.
You won't speak out.
Mm-hmm.
That freedom is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have actually, I don't know how to call it that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very sad story, Mamine.
Yeah.
Because when I was writing here, and then I was jotting some point here, what we were saying here mm-hmm. is that until I start writing no more. So that love, it was not a genuine love. Maybe to the wife,
yeah.
it was a genuine love.
Mm-hmm.
But then, because he could not understand the negative consequences, even that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a video throwing around.
Mm-hmm.
And where you have created that spirit,
mm-hmm.
that closeness,
mm-hmm.
and you are even not even respecting the privacy of your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you are saying that this is love. That's not a true love.
Yeah.
So if you do that to mm-hmm. the child inside the room,
mm-hmm.
even you say now you have not heeded to temptation and commit sin or
mm-hmm.
sin with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So when she goes outside there,
mm-hmm.
the way she will relate
mm-hmm.
to the opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
it's going to endanger herself.
Yes.
Because she will not know the boundaries.
Yes.
That need to be created there.
Yes.
So that, yes, this one is a man.
Mm-hmm.
Even the way I joke.
Mm-hmm.
So our joking cannot just be in that kind of
air like that, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that we are the one, because the parents,
mm-hmm.
that's why this morning that we are talking, the parents are the first
mm-hmm.
books to be read by the children. How
mm-hmm.
do you live your life there?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe let me not finish our time for others.
Okay.
I think you are pulling on the strings,
I'm pulling the strings, the heart
but
strings.
But you know, are you going, the chapter one, it was on the stepmother,
the
bad one, the good one.
Yes. Now we are talking about the bad stepfather. We have spoken about the good stepmother, the bad stepmother, the bad child, and now we are talking about the bad stepfather, and then tomorrow as we conclude our week's show.
The cruel stepfather.
Yeah, yes. Now we are going to talk about the good stepfather tomorrow, and then we conclude our show.
Problem ane ihanyola ihanyola omabonge atatelele kendesia
tatebwana. I'm a published author.
Don't say.
Yes, I'm a published
we,
author.
You know what? We never knew you people. We are just coming out now. And maybe we are even neglecting our responsibility to go and get those books and start
I'm
reading.
Telling you.
We have finished the one for that Jebo and
mm-hmm.
others now. We want to start now
mm-hmm.
with a new one, with a new situation, with new experience.
I will definitely reach out to you so that you can get a copy.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mommy. God bless.
All right. Thank you so much, Tatebwana.
Yes, that was Tatebwana giving his input. And this story in itself is basically a story that circulates amongst many households and circulates amongst...
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello.
How are you going?
Can you please switch off your radio?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello.
How
are you going?
Can you please switch off your radio?
Let me switch it off.
Okay.
I think we lost out on that one.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, madam. How are you?
I'm fine, Tate. How are you?
Very much. I'm very good.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. I want to talk about the bad stepfather and bad stepmother.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about that, yes.
No, this is from a theoretical point of view.
No. It is literally, it is true.
Yeah, because I have never experienced
You haven't heard of stepfathers raping their stepdaughters?
No, I've heard.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but the thing is,
mm-hmm.
is just lack of self-control also.
Mm.
So among individual now.
Mm.
So if we lack, because, you know, we have natural challenges.
Mm.
You see, one of them is that sexual temptation, you see. But
okay.
this kind of challenge, they are called, like sexual temptation is lust, something I can refer to. So the thing is that we are always we are 99%
mm.
to fail to overcome this challenge.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but then we need to be smart.
Okay.
I can say so. We need to be smart to overcome this challenge because they are natural challenge, emotional challenge.
But at the end of the day, can you look at a child that you have known since they were 3 years old in diapers? Can you look at them as a potential woman to have coitus with?
No, with a man, I can tell you it doesn't matter whether it's your child that you have been raised from very childhood, or it's your sister, or it's your mother. Sexual temptation, they are just natural. You see,
but how can it depend
to the event also? You see,
it is very difficult. It is very difficult to take that on fully and just fully understand that, because then you are telling me that a man is a monster.
Of course,
oh.
Of course. So because you know the body, a human body is an earthly object. You see. Is something that belongs to the earth. You see, you cannot separate it from earth. So the challenge of the body, it's also connected to the earthly thing. You see, anything physically. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then, like, I don't know if you understand.
I understand what you are saying. I just don't agree with what you are saying. But at this point, it is nice to hear your perspective.
Is it?
It's good to hear your perspective, because then that means you're not the only one in the world that's thinking like that. You're not the only one that thinks that men are incapable of self-control. But yet, they are very capable. They are very capable of being presidents. They are capable of being competent men that lead people to war. They are very competent in running businesses. They are very competent. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to their genitalia, they have no control. So everybody else must tiptoe around them to make them not rape them.
Okay. What I mean, maybe to make it clear, I'm not saying that men are incapable of, you know, defeating their challenge.
Mm.
So the thing, what I'm saying is that 99% is our failure to be defeated by our challenge, you see.
Mm.
So that is a fact that I have proven,
okay,
you see, by observing,
mm-hmm,
you see, and also by experiencing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, personal experience that this challenge, like sexual temptation.
Mm.
Those are challenges that are very highly, you know, rated, you see. You can exactly.
I hear you.
That's why you see most of the rape cases is done by men. But women also can rape.
Yeah, we heard.
You see. Mm. That is all about now the emotional challenge or physical challenge that I'm talking about.
Okay.
We fail to control them. You see.
Okay.
And the only way we can control them is by self, you know,
discipline.
By maintaining that exactly.
Okay.
You see. Yeah, that's my take.
All right. Thank you so much, Kola.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right.
So we are living in a society that somehow looks at bad things and...
Hello, caller.
Uzo.
Yes, mommy.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, mommy. How are you?
I am fine. Sorry, Toch. I really have to call in on your show.
Of course. I love it.
Just to apologize.
Uh-huh.
Because I was asked to apologize. Yeah, I committed a crime, you know, daytime.
Oh. What did you do?
The tongue was very loose and then, you know, it didn't behave well. So I really have to apologize and to withdraw what I have said.
Okay.
I'm not going to elaborate on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a matter of saying sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mermina, our topic. Yeah. What do you think about
our
topic?
No, I listen to your caller right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, whatever he's saying, it's just not having, it doesn't hold water. Things like that, and stepfathers who are like that,
mm-hmm.
we can only cut off their dicks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, what else
can It doesn't work like that. How you control what? You can't control something big that you want to destroy a small child.
Hey.
No, we are going to cut the dick off. That is one thing that I think we must start doing as women. Come together.
I think
we have
to
give an example in this country.
Yeah.
To things like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's too much.
Yeah.
Babies are being hacked.
Mm.
Their lives are destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You can, no, that is not even rape.
It's,
a 2-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
You are fighting somebody who can fight you.
Mm-hmm. And also, can we touch, Memina, can we touch on these mothers that are so desperate for marriage and to stay in marriages that they will tell their children that you are lying against my husband. You want to seduce my husband.
We have those kind of mothers, my love. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but the truth comes out no matter how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But end of the day, it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows.
Mm-hmm.
Then that is too late. The child was damaged.
Yes, and traumatized.
Mm-hmm. The child's life is gone in the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you were kind of protecting your husband, thinking that the child is just making up stories.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Children don't create stories.
Yeah.
Listen to them. Go look for, you know, advice and go look for somebody to be a third person, to be a mediator.
Yes.
But the your last caller,
mm-hmm.
no, we are not going to tolerate that.
Yes.
Those kind of men, we have just to gang up us women and then we cut off their dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Those who can control themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
that
Mermina.
Is all.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. So we are living in a society that is twisted, it is malicious, it is corrupt, it is wrong, it is morally...
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I think we lost out on that one. Not I think, we did lose out on that one and I'm so sad about it. But please do call back.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. My dear, you don't miss the show anymore.
No,
oh, I'm going to it's either the news or Elizabeth.
Actually, once or eight, I have to make sure I'm next to the radio.
My dear,
I have to listen to the sweet soul, my dear.
My dear.
But you sound so low when the other
that they call me. No, you have to listen. You have to listen. And sometimes even when you don't agree, you have to listen, you know, because at the end of the day, we are here to correct. We are here to learn. We are here to love, isn't it? So you can't necessarily just be up there and not give somebody the platform to actually speak, you know?
That's the thing.
Mm, because at the end of the day, we correct after we hear, because they are not the only ones with such narratives.
Mm.
So what is your take about the situation?
Oh. So anyways, the topic about it, is it the usual conversation?
Our conversation for this week is basically how to navigate around evil stepmothers, good stepmothers, bad children, bad stepfathers, good stepfathers and good children, and what we are going to do about it as a society, you understand?
But anyhow, I hope you call back, my beloved. We're going for an advertisement break, meme, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Join the Rossing Virtual Marathon and win big. The virtual marathon will take place on Saturday, 12th of March, 2022 and allows you to run from wherever you find yourself. Sign up today on www.rossing.com. Registration closes on 18th February, 2022. We hope to see you all participate. Hashtag live to run, run to live.
Limone na meumbo ile mongeshefoe eakulo lo internet talimbripalele norishi okulinekerwa lo parates. Parates paife otenje eakulo lo pamakwatafando wamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati ne kukupa owa we data oshoyo eakulo lo network la shiako. Tereda po parates.africa/NA de tolitalele komayakuro de tolitalele komaludi omayakuro avo havaya nje ile usaina pena bo pa online.
Always prepare Paratus.
Hello caller.
Yes Elizabeth, how are you?
I am okay Tate, how are you?
I'm fine too, fantastic. And it's raining.
My dear, is it raining that side?
Yes, the weather of making a baby.
My dear, it's you Namibians. You can never think, kucha, ah, okwa pepa nawa, let me make my business proposal. Eh? Okwa pepa nawa, andi amanga, andi. Eh? Ini manji atatu hako meho.
Oh, what you are not to give up your bar? What you are saying, you go to the bar to get in here. Not to get in here.
Memo na mamuneza.
Eh, memo mamuneza. Oh, I see. That's why I'm going to meet the guy. Meet Palai. I'm staring at one. No, no, no. Aye.
You kalale.
Even so early. I am watching news. Ah, wait.
recording.
They record it, yeah. what is your topic today? Because I come late on the lady, but I just heard some people are talking and it's very difficult for me to jump in.
Okay. So the conversation today, is the continuation of what we started on Monday. You understand? Today's yes, we are doing it for the whole week and then tomorrow we conclude and we find a common ground to somehow heal, to somehow change, to somehow provoke and to evoke something within those that are in these situations to better.
Uh-huh. We are still on the stepfather and the
stepmother, stepmothers and stepchildren. Now we are on the evil stepfather. So the evil stepfather basically molested the children.
I know, I know you're gonna
We have to
I don't even know how to defend ourselves.
In this one. Because we know that it is wrong and the man is wrong and we understand that one. Can we discuss the mother that was told, ne, by the child when it started happening and then she decided to shame her child and lie and curse at her and beat her and told her that no, it's because you are trying to steal my husband. You don't want me to be happy. You just want to break up my marriage. Yeah. Can we talk about that woman?
Oh, this stuff you see now. Mm-hmm. I think now that woman is wrong to judge the stepdaughter. That, you know, that something is not okay. It's happening like this. My father is touching me and up with it and so on. I think somehow she needs to listen. And because, you know, even sometimes a woman, like, they are having a good relationship when it comes to stepdaughters. Apart from stepson. Because mostly what I see, there are two ways to discriminate the word stepson instead of stepdaughter. I see that sometimes at the work, to come a common ground where they are understanding each other with a stepdaughter. But if a situation is like this, because sometimes you know, maybe sometimes the kids grow up with the mother and later on it moved to the house of the husband. And this is where we see that it's common even in Namibia what is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what the guy they seen
mm-hmm.
in the daughter.
Mm-hmm. Because he raised her ever since she was 3 years old. Imagine.
Mm, that's the thing.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes you find there sometimes they teach them there from the nappies or even the father used to change them. Now, mm-hmm. how do you turn against your daughter?
Yeah, how do
that's
you
turn? With, yeah, that's something really I think we need to discuss also
mm-hmm.
in the highest level.
Yeah.
Because now, I think also sometimes, Anil,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to daughters,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think maybe they do it deliberately because you know this kid of today.
Mm.
You remember the issue of in the newspaper?
Mm.
We talk about the guy who was working at stove window.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yes.
You see me? Yeah, sometimes the kids also, they're having mad. How can I put it the way? This communication with the father and also, it will become kind of behavior where.
Overly friendly.
Yeah, over friendly, and you can see that,
Mm.
And sometimes these things are happening because sometimes the kids also are allowing it.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah,
but
they allow it.
But children are children, Gabriel. Children can never be held accountable for such things.
No, some of them would think these things are happening, over itching.
Oh, can we say that maybe we should program our children in a better manner?
Yeah, but I think if a father is having a good communication with a daughter, mm-hmm. I don't think it's something wrong.
Yeah, there's
the problem is that once you turn to your daughter, then you are not okay in your head.
Yeah.
So there's something mental maybe towards this, your mind.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's where I think we need to address it because you cannot really, we show it so many ways
mm-hmm.
where you find the woman, the wife is there
mm-hmm.
and the daughter is even sitting in the lips of the father.
Mm.
But sometimes you can see that maybe it's kind of like, love, which is, but to go to that extent
mm-hmm.
is something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it comes to mother, your daughter is telling you, but you are not believing her and what, because you think maybe she's jealous with you, or she wants maybe to bring the mother, the biological mother, again in the relationship.
But it's her daughter.
Sometimes
it's her biological daughter. It's not a stepdaughter, anything. It's yes, it's her biological daughter. It's the stepfather, her husband, that she got.
You say now.
Mm.
Yeah, this thing. And it's always happened like that.
Yes. It's a very common scenario.
Yeah, that is very common where we say even every day in the newspaper even is coming through that the husband is left the stepdaughter because the mother comes was not around and what all those kind of nonsense.
Mm.
Because how can you now, because we are staying together, how can mother trust you now to be around with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Because the way we are, it's kind of animal behavior.
Yes,
I don't know.
It is.
The way we women are tending to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe there's a psychological effect, man, with us.
Mm.
Yeah, because I don't think, even my cousin or whatever, I don't think, man, no way.
Mm.
I better go, if my mind is telling me something else, my friend. You see, as a man, we used to control our hormone. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even in the bar,
mm-hmm.
then you feel like, no, man, I cannot do it. You mm-hmm. just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It's better. Because sometimes our mind is also become all something else.
Mm.
But for a small kid, no way, man.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, that's all, my friend, man.
Hey, what are the Gabriel?
Sharp. We're having a good lane here, man.
Ne?
I don't know about your side.
My dear, go and make a baby.
Just dropping.
Go and make a baby, man.
And I'm having my big coffee.
Look it in, yeah.
That's cool, okay, right?
Look it in, yeah. Take a month, December, shall we can in February?
That's your December, ne?
9 months.
Ah, wow. I hope even in the Christmas day.
Yeah, Osho.
Sharp, man, you are not you.
I'm telling you. Bye.
Yes. Okay, so our issue right now is, we'll never get to our issue.
Hello, caller.
Oh, but the woman, the mother is the wicked one. No?
Yes.
The mother, the wicked one.
The mother is wicked, but the father is also wicked.
Yeah, no, yeah, the father, I stopped making already because she was going to rescue that girl. If she could have heeded to her cry initially.
Yes.
From the, so she, the daughter, she became now afraid.
Yes.
So she couldn't open up.
Yes.
It is because of the mother.
Yes.
She was going to, of course, maybe she was not even going to, touch her at all.
At all. Mm-hmm.
But because the mother sided with her wicked husband, ignorance, because of their ignorance, therefore, so.
In desperation, maybe to remain married.
Desperation to remain married.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of women. Tatebwana, I'm telling you now, there are a lot of women out here that are stuck in marriages, stuck in marriages because they don't want to be known as single or divorced.
It's true. You mentioned about single,
Yes.
So, like, that part is also misunderstood.
Yes.
There's a lot of misconception
there. A lot.
We understand it's true, marriage is honorable, and not only in the sight of God, it's also in the sight of society,
yes.
In terms of preserving this morality and spiritually an issue. Mm-hmm. But it's not at the expense of your child is destroyed.
Yes.
Can you see now that the child could even go and commit suicide or could go and do a lot of things?
Yes.
Just because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the father is very stupid because he's very, very stupid. Let me say that. Because here I'm condemning even his character and the wrong that he has done.
But could it be that the love was never genuine from the beginning then?
Which love?
The love that he has had since. Because keep in mind that he raised this child ever since this child was 3 years old.
Maybe the love might have been genuine all along, but because, like we said, when children become teenagers, so you see they are growing. How where do you discover the physical development first? The weight, the height, and the breast, and everything, those biological things. So now he became tempted, and he has also found a weak point from the mother. I mean, from the wife.
But how can you be tempted by a child that you have considered to be truly your own? Not unless in the back of your mind you keep in mind that this child is not biologically yours.
Yes, because if you tend to be getting into the room of the child, the teenager, and the daughter, and then you get in there. So, and then you sometimes find her, that like, you know, I give an example, you know, like my daughter, when they were small, so the mother was not there. So at least now, even when I go in their room, even if they are sleeping, I could easily say, hello, and wake them up. So then that, I understand with that respect, but as they were growing up, even themselves, they know that, so, you know, the first they have, when you go in, the first one, they cover their breast and what. But then one day are now growing. You spend 5 minutes there. You may not even go in there until they ask you, Daddy, what do you want? So now, and then you are there 5 minutes until you go. So, so now that privacy, that thing, you know already that you cannot try. They
invade that. Yeah, invade that privacy. I don't think a lot of households have privacy.
You want to tell me that the mother might not have discovered or identified that some kind of
changes,
some silly behaviors there in terms of the relationship of the daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she was just ignorant. Anyway, thank you very much, mommy. Let me end.
All right, Tatebwana. Bye.
Yes, guys. I think these are issues that we have to look at from the grassroots. When we look at things from the grassroots, we look at the foundation of everything. So now, as parents, there are certain things that we need to understand that the boogeyman that we were waiting for, that's in a white van with tinted windows and hair suits and is luring our children from schools, that's not the boogeyman. The boogeyman usually lives inside the same house with our children. The boogeyman, he lays next to you. It's like sleeping with the enemy, you understand? And a lot of people don't understand that, and that's why they are oblivious to these things. We're going for an advertisement break.
Did you know COVID-19 vaccines may not only prevent you from getting seriously sick, vaccines allows your body to fight the virus well before an infection occurs. This greatly increases your chances of not getting seriously ill when infected. The government provides COVID-19 vaccines for free, and they are safe for people aged 18 years and older, including those with pre-existing conditions. Remember, it is important to go for both doses of the vaccine to make sure you are fully protected. This message was brought to you by the Nationhood and National Pride Program in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Social Services. My Namibia, my country, my pride. Help kick COVID-19 out of Namibia.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity, starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Hello, caller. Oh, I think we missed out on that one. But the notion is that the boogeyman is not coming from anywhere, guys. The boogeyman is not there waiting at the corners of our children's school when they're about to walk home. The boogeyman lives with us. Oi. The boogeyman lives with us. And it is our duty as parents to always look at what our children are doing. Can we say that we are oblivious to our children's changes? Hello, caller. Oh, la la. I think we are having serious rain issues there. Mm-hmm. But can we say that we are oblivious to our children's changes? Can we say that we are oblivious to facts? For starters, guys, I don't know if I'm the only person in the world that has a problem with children dressing like grown-ups. I have a very serious problem with children that are dressing like grown-ups. I don't understand why you are dressing your 5-year-old in a crop top. I don't understand why your 5-year-old, your 6-year-old is owning booty shorts. I don't understand why your child is half naked around the other gender. I don't understand. And these things, they don't only happen with the girl child, they happen with the boy child as well. But people are very, very oblivious and ignorant towards real issues. Hello, caller.
The matriarch.
My dear, yes, it's me, the matriarch, me,
Mendina. You know, I tried to come into the studio with the energy that's supposed to, but I just seems to, I don't know.
Oh, did you lose the energy?
Yeah.
Is the topic pulling heartstrings?
Hello?
Is the topic pulling heartstrings?
It is.
My dear, it needs to pull heartstrings because we need to talk about it.
Yes, and it's such a pity that if you see the mother saw the daughter in the competition.
Mm-hmm. But how many mothers are doing it?
No, this one is
still
in that
screen. Nah?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are people, you know, everything that I am discussing on this show, is a spider web. It is a spider web of social issues that we are having that nobody wants to discuss, nobody wants to talk about. It's like looking at an elephant in the room and then walking around it and pretending like you can't see the elephant. But an elephant is a very big thing.
Exactly, and it happens.
And it happens ever so frequently.
Oh, people need actually to take a look at these issues and then really take a deep look into it.
Mm-hmm. But if
we have our daughters, mm-hmm. our daughters and sisters that are committing suicide because of.
Yes. Because also one of the reasons that most survivors or victims, don't ever talk about it again is because the first time they spoke about it, it was an issue that was stomped on. Nobody believed them. Somebody beat them. Somebody shamed them. And already in its act alone, ne? That act alone brings shame, as if you did something, but you didn't do anything. You are a child. You didn't do anything. But it still carry shame. You understand? So these are the things that we need to talk about. At the end of the day, we have to make our society safe enough so that we can all raise these children. We can all look at these things. But how desperate are people to stay in relationships with people?
Yeah. So now you take a look, for example, you go to the village, mm-hmm. and something of this kind happens. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing you hear is being spoken all over the cooker shop.
Mm-hmm. And then also the perpetrator is not even locked up, ne?
Exactly.
The perpetrator just comes with their family. They bring a goat or ka something, and then we sorted it out. You know?
And it's so traumatizing mm-hmm. to the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
We need to discuss issues that are close to us, close to home, in our homes, happening. You understand? If you are out there and you notice that your child is behaving funny, have a relationship with your child. Start.
Hello, caller. You are back. My dear.
Moving to that discussion, like if I heard you right, you were saying that you're not the only one that kind of has a problem on how we dress our kids. But sometimes, honestly, the designers also, you see, so you must just buy it, right? So, like, okay, for the kids, it's not only my symbol, but at least we must not minimize on how we are dressing the kids and who is around, and at least just to
do you,
look up.
Yeah. Do you know what the worst part is? Do you know what the worst part is? Even if we had to say no, we have to change our dress codes. We have to change how we look and appear so that nothing happens to us. You know what the worst part is? That women all over the globe, even those that are dressed in hijabs, they are dressed in long dresses, covering even their feet. Their ankles are not to be seen. Even those are being violated.
Yeah, like honestly, all the women around in general, they are all at risk.
Yeah.
Despite of what you put on, despite how long the dress should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't determine Nakucha. You going out like this, a guy has a right to molestate you or something.
Mm-hmm.
And as if on an air of the lady that of the child is being molested by the stepdad or something like that. Like, this is a thing. Okay, from my point of view, I think these things that is going on right now, I don't know what mental health is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that us as youth that are coming into the stage now of bearing kids, like, we must learn to understand the situation and just observe. Once you observe, so no, probably 2 days. And then the next day, you sit the child. Then you try to talk to her. Shashamaya uchoka na ngotaka po people, bro. You'll see.
Yes.
And then ngotaka po poshiri. Even a child man, oh, na kuingi nga kuja, no, what I'm doing is probably wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's probably telling the truth or not.
Yeah.
So it's something that you'll know and you'll understand. And then, sivonga okanuna, like, the child will try to open up to you and tell you everything that is going around in the house. Because they're not an energy, they are not to be trusted. Because now we are living in a world where divorce is more feared than
mental health.
Exactly.
I don't care if I go crazy as long as I'm not single.
Also, I understand it's something in the community. It's like, I just don't know. But I think that us that are coming in the youth now,
wake up. So to wake up, I'd say.
yeah, not to change any by all means.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to the story,
mm-hmm.
then we come up with a conclusion,
mm-hmm.
and by then, upon me, something will come and we'll find man like. You know, this topic, they are emotional.
Yeah.
We take it for granted.
Yes.
And I'm starting to understand why the ladies are not calling.
My dear. It's because they are doing the things. They are doing the things. They are there. I'm telling you. We are going to guilt them into calling. We are going to blackmail them into calling. But they will change.
They call and tell us it's actually their opinion. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you should call and tell us what is it that is really going on.
Yeah.
Also, Kadina Ndokoli, the police or something, they won't take her to court.
Yeah.
If this man does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Gender-based violence.
It's gender-based violence.
Mm-hmm. Marakurukadoewa, okwa yerikota, denga asane no mankawa. Left, right, center, po ba. My dear.
Now imagine being beaten in front of somebody. If you happen to beat back on girl and get
put. Shasha kurukaza nui ya then. Akurukaza nui ya then wakorutu a then wamen. I'm telling you. It doesn't.
We should stand up. Black lives matter.
My dear. No, my dear, as we are fighting for our own, we are changing and creating the uncomfortable topics that need to be discussed. Yes, we need to discuss these things.
I think this one is really pulling strings because this whole week,
it's touching. It's touching. I'm telling you, it's touching.
It's showing flames, honestly.
It is an inferno here. It is burning. Oheria temamu. But they don't know what's next week's. Well, next week is going to be gruesome now.
We can't wait.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Yes, we live in a society whereby we have to look. Man, we have to fix our society, man. You cannot. Sometimes they say, yeah, Marokano taka funju and all of that. But at the end of the day, is blood not thicker than water? In this case, your blood as a woman.
Hello, caller.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
How are you, dear?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing awesome.
You're doing awesome, also, ne?
Yeah.
You have 2 minutes.
No, I just called to say hi.
Oh, thank you so much. You know they're going to fire me from radio if I start going. I keep going over. My dear. My boss has already emailed me my first warning. How?
For what?
For going over. Over my time. Kesi mbongo enga wapitirira. No, I have no topic.
Also, you topic.
Did I pull the heartstrings?
I think they need to. Yes, always.
Which
I think they must double pay you, man.
Ne?
Yeah.
Write them an email.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Ne? You guys must just sumina, man. You guys must just sumina. I'm even being evicted tomorrow, my dear.
Yeah, really, you are pulling the heartstrings, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a blessed night.
Hey, well, good night.
Okay, say hi to Julia.
I will say hi to Julia, my dear. What? Okay.
Nasali.
Nasali.
Yeah.
Na Rose.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, we have to look at our society and we have to change our society. And mind you, I'm going to change my society.
You've got 30 seconds, caller.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate, you have 30 seconds. Let's go.
Oh, I just want to say hi.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
It's Kate.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You guys, I'm feeling the love tonight.
Hello, caller. You got 20 seconds. Oh,
my goodness. Next, guys, you only have seconds now. Today, me, I'm knocking off at 8, at 9 o'clock. But anyways, we have to change our societies. We have to absolutely, absolutely look at our societies and be active members and participants of this society. We cannot let our people down in such manners. When these things, be involved, you understand, as a neighbor, as a friend, as a teacher, as a colleague, as,
to this as dark, a parent. Dark society.
Be involved. I am very honored that somebody I got the privilege to pull your heartstrings. I am somebody very honored that you guys are leaving. I'm leaving you guys
somebody
with strings
has
that are
to
pulled.
Be a guardian.
Thank you so much for everything. It has been amazing. From me, Elizabeth, signing off on pulling heartstrings. Bye.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the great white.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.